coach on the road once again, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I got the man here, the opening day starter for the White Sox, SB.
Yes, sir.
How are we doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. So introduce yourself to my Chicago audience.
I'm Sean Burke, pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, opening day starter.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes, sir.
So how did a Massachusetts boy wind up in Chicago?
I don't know, but I love it here, man. It's fun. I like it, the city.
So, I mean, you had the honor of being opening day starter for the 2025 season.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was awesome. I mean, that was definitely the coolest baseball moment of my life. Like, I said last year that being called up, making my debut is the best game I've played, but I mean, that blows out of the water. Just having the fans there, them going crazy, you know, the whole festivities before the game, the flyover, like everything about it was just awesome.
Did you sleep that night before?
I did, yeah. I actually did sleep that night. I usually don't have too many issues sleeping the night before. It's usually like that morning, if I wake up early, I won't be able to go back to sleep. So I woke up a little bit earlier than normal just because of the time difference, travel, all that. But so once I woke up in the morning, I was just ready to go. But the night before, I was fine.
So was it butterflies in your stomach?
Yeah, definitely. A little bit amped up to start the game. But once I got through those first two innings, kind of got through some trouble there early in the game, I was kind of dialed in, ready to go. I felt like kind of a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I was just able to go pitch.
So, you know, we got a lot of young, aspiring high school, college baseball players
that
watch that show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to have that ambition of playing in the big leagues, what's this big league journey been like for you?
Just to get here. A lot of ups and downs. I mean, I think kind of everybody has a different journey to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some journeys are smoother than others. I think mine, I've dealt with some injuries, dealt with some, you know, good performance, bad performance, but you know, just kind of tried to stay even keel throughout the whole process and just, you know, keep my head down, keep working, and, you know, not really looking up and thinking you arrived ever. So, staying the course with it.
You know, most kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you got to pay.
Yeah, they don't understand that. They don't see those 2-3 years before when you get drafted, the in-between time to get here. That's the real challenging part.
And they don't understand minor league is a long way from the major leagues.
A lot of levels you have to go through. Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, even if you go through the minor leagues, people, you know, think that these guys are so good. There's good players in the minors, too, that we're going to go out and beat every single day to get here. So.
And then, you know, you came up in this new era of minor leagues. So you don't know nothing about them,
no,
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
and
all that.
No, I don't know. We were just talking about that, actually. I don't know about the real grind in minor leagues.
So how many times have you been called rookie since you've been in the big leagues?
A good amount. Last year, a good amount. This year, still a good amount.
But they still consider you a rookie because you came up late.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know what it is. Your name become Rook all of a sudden.
Yeah, of course.
And now to be the first one in the child line.
Yeah.
So what was the funniest thing you had to do on this team?
Just a lot of, like, small rookie stuff. I mean, carrying the beer bag around, carrying a bunch of stuff around.
PG show, orchard bag.
Carrying the beverage bag around. Just some, like, you know, getting in front of the team, talking, doing some stuff like that. But nothing too crazy so far.
And how challenging is, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for my 5 major league team. I would always tell my guys, it's all about an opportunity.
Yeah.
And when you get this opportunity, you got to stay here. So how challenging is it for you to get to the big leagues, see Major League Baseball on ESPN, you watch the highlights, then all of a sudden you in a uniform facing these same guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I think you have to believe yourself that you can go do it first and foremost. Like, I don't think if you have the confidence in yourself, or if you don't have the confidence in yourself, you're not going to be able to come up and do it. So I think first and foremost, you got to believe in yourself. Then you just got to prepare for it. Any other thing you go through in life, you got to be prepared, you got to know what you're doing. And then just once you get out there, believe in yourself.
So you got to conquer the mental part of it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And, I mean, you number 59. How did you come up with number 59?
They gave it to me. and I'm sticking with it.
You just took it. You know, no questions asked. So, I mean, what is it like? A lot of fans don't get to ever see a major league locker room.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to walk through a major league locker room?
It's cool. I mean, obviously, the stuff in here is real nice. It's cool, like, you walk in here, it's really everything you ever need from, you know, water, food, whatever you need, but, you know, the guys in here, just everybody enjoying themselves throughout the day. It's a cool environment. I think we got a good clubhouse this year, so.
So you made your major, last question, made your major league debut last season.
Yeah.
And I believe August, September?
Yeah, September, yeah.
And then you come up opening day pitcher for this season. I mean, what was it like when you got that call, I'm going to the big leagues? Mm-hmm. Walked into the locker room for the very first time, saw the uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
It was crazy. I think it's like, you know, it's something I've dreamed of since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old when I first started playing baseball. And for it to actually, you know, come to fruition, it's been crazy. I can't put words to describe it, you know.
Did you cry?
First time, yeah, I did.
I got somebody cry. Did mama cry?
Mama cry.
We know mama cry.
Yeah.
Coach on the road with the man. Appreciate it.
Opportunity for high school baseball players. Are you a high school baseball player looking for a summer team or seeking to play post-grad baseball? Our league is specifically designed for players who aspire to compete at the collegiate level and want to challenge themselves against top competition. Participation in our league provides valuable game experience and the opportunity to elevate your skills to a new level. We offer housing accommodations, transportation, and meals for non-local, national, and international players. We encourage you to share this opportunity with your friends and teammates. For more information and updates, please visit our website, elitewoodbatbaseball.com. That's www.elitewoodbatbaseball.com. Follow or like us on Facebook, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, follow us on X, and share this info. Thank you.